Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show, and each week we invite various guests to come on the show to help you, as an Avon representative, take your business to the next level. If you have been listening to the show, and you know as of September, we kind of changed the format a little bit so that the second week of the month will focus in on just business in general. So you don't necessarily have to be an Avon rep per se to take advantage of the conversation in which we're having on today. So as you know, we have, this is our roundtable discussion, but it's now being called the business business building discussion. And with the same people, I think I have Gillian on the line.
I'm here.
Excellent. And then Ella should be following shortly. And today's topic is going to focus on the holidays. And there's three of us on the call, so I'm sure there's going to be three different ideas and opinions on how to prepare for the holidays in terms of vending opportunities. And there's so many. This is when you can make your maximum money. Everyone that is in sales, whether you're Macy's or you're Avon, this is your season. This is when you make the money. This is your bread and butter for the year. When you look at quarters, this is it. This is it. And so we're going to talk about how you can maximize on that opportunity. And so I guess I'll start, Gillian, then I guess I'll let you chime in, and then when Ellen comes, I'll let her chime in as well. One of the things to do, I think the best thing to do is to prepare yourself and to make friends. And what do I mean by that? Well, I think that during the holiday season, men are the greatest target because they really don't know what to do as it relates to gifts. You know, they wait until the last minute. They really need help. And as an Avon rep, as a salesperson selling beauty products, you know, it's a perfect opportunity to be their personal shopper. And so where's the best place to meet all these people? Well, the best place to meet these people would be, I would say, at a barbershop. So take this month, which is October, especially like a Saturday or a Friday and Thursday. Walk or drive your community and see which barbershops are the busiest. And what you want to do, you want to make friends. Christmas this year is on a Monday, which means that you may have people going to the barbershop on Saturday, the 22nd. Which is the Friday, or the 21st, which is the Thursday. And then there may be some places where the barbershop may be open on a Sunday. And, once you have identified the barbershop that is busy in your area, you may want to go to more than one. You may want to have one that you go on Friday, one you may go on Thursday, one you may go on Saturday, and if you have one that's Sunday, you may go on that one on Sunday. And the things I would say to buy, the items I would say to buy and start to stock up on is because men, they think perfume is a fantastic gift, but, I would stock up on perfume and the naturals, or the senses is what they call now. And, like the body wash, the whole set, the body wash, the scrub, the spray, the wash, and the lotion. I would stock up on those things, as well as maybe some of the inexpensive jewelry. And if you see the watches on sale, definitely get those. I think those are key items for those individuals who are for men who are desperate at the last minute shopping, and then also offer some kind of gift wrapping service for them. So that's my take. Gila, I'll let you take it over.
I have a pen, I have my book, and I'm writing this down because I think that when we write this down, and everybody who's listening, writing it down is key. I'm going to mention two things. One thing, I was recently at the Avon, they have Drive Like a Boss. They had the event that they're having throughout the country where everybody goes
yes.
to and find out more about where Avon is right now and what you can do to sell more. And like Pat said, this
mm-hmm.
is the best season right now. So one of the things
yeah.
they mentioned there was to have a calendar. It is really, really, really important because time, this is like such a fast time, Pat, where, you know, between Thanksgiving, now Thanksgiving and Christmas, it just goes so fast. So
absolutely.
Craig Cushman, who is our Northeast Regional Vice President, mentioned a calendar. Having a calendar with your due dates of when your orders are due, and then on that calendar, I would put in some of the things that Pat just said. You know, say this Sunday, check out barbershop in the area. Write down the places that you want to go, the places you want to vend on that calendar, the places you want to call to set up. Maybe go through your emails from last year and put down where were you last year. If you know of other opportunities, but I would take October, November, December, have it all on a calendar planned out before you do anything so that you could see where you're spending your time. The other thing is a line that they said at the event, which I can't wait to use this during Christmas. And one of the lines is, did you know that Avon is the largest fashion jewelry manufacturer on the planet?
Wow.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
But
did you know that, Ellen?
He said that.
No, I didn't.
He said that Avon is this is a quote, largest fashion jewelry manufacturer on the planet.
Wow.
Now, that totally surprised me, but you know what? And I am saying that I got that from Craig Cushman, Northeast Regional Vice President of Avon. If he said that, I haven't checked it out to see if that quote is correct. I haven't Googled it to find out if that's correct, but he said that. And to me, those are powerful words. And to start out saying on Christmas time, listen, hey, did you know that Avon is the largest fashion jewelry manufacturer on the planet? Would you like to look at one of our books? To me, that's like a perk start having people look at your jewelry that you have and look at the Christmas collection. I love that line. I wrote that down. I wanted to share that, with the people that come on to Pat's broadcast because I thought that was an amazing line, especially during the holidays.
Thanks for that, Judith. I mean, Gail, that's fantastic. I remember when we first became Avon representative, it was said at that time, and I don't know how true this was, that one of the jewelry designers from Tiffany was designing our jewelry. And I remember when we first came in, the jewelry was actually higher in price points, but they were absolutely stunning. And I still have many of those pieces today.
I think with the Avon jewelry, I have not found any jewelry I bought from Avon anywhere else.
No. And I tell you, I've bought pieces like from stores, and I won't mention with the stores, and I wear them once or twice, and they just fall apart. Avon, I've had the jewelry like forever, and it's still ticking, and it's still ticking. I said, still take a lick, and it's still ticking. And if you don't wear it every day, it doesn't turn.
So true.
Ellen, would you like to add in terms of the holidays and being prepared?
Well, I'd like to take a slightly different tact. And one of the things that I let's assume that everyone has vending opportunities already picked out, because I know that for the people that I know that vend, whether they're Avon representatives or they sell other products, they generally by this time have already mapped out and already paid for vending spaces. There are still opportunities available, but for the most part, you want to start doing this way ahead of time. Actually, most people are booking, they booked last year for this year. And one of the things that's very important for people to do, which is so funny, I don't see a lot of people doing this. Anytime someone comes into your booth at a trade show, you should be collecting their email addresses. And that's probably, other than selling a that's probably one of the most important things for you to be able to do, the way of getting back in touch with them. There's also a social media a class that's 8 weeks. I think we're in our 6th week now, or getting ready to go into our 7th week on that. And they go through how to make a business page, Facebook for your business, and social media in general. So those are all things that if you haven't already done so, you should be thinking about doing. But one of the most important things is to get that Facebook page, the email list up, and find a way to communicate with people, not just to sell something, but to engage them.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that, Ellen. And you had mentioned doing the email blast, correct?
Actually, yes, I would suggest that people do that using something. I know we use Constant Contact. There are a lot of different programs out there. You don't want to inundate people with information, but you want to send them timely information. And the information doesn't necessarily have to do with, I have something to sell you. But every time you send out an email, that's not necessarily the only thing you want to do, because after a while it becomes like a sales pitch every time you get in touch with them. So you want to send them useful information, tips, maybe tell them where you're going to be at another event, and just create interest about what it is that you do.
Very, very good. Thank you so much for that, Ellen. And like Ellen and Gielan said, you know, you have to stay connected. Connected with the people who have done business with you in the past. This way you know these are people who are customers who like the Avon experience, so why not tap back into them? And like Gielan said, get your calendar together and get your calendar together and reach out to these people. You know, put that on your calendar when you want to reach out to them. And one of the things you may want to start reaching out to them is for letting them know that you do gift baskets. Gift baskets are also huge during the holiday season. You know, people buy gift baskets for grab bag gifts for their coworkers or members of their church. People like to give gift baskets to members of their church, like their pastor or whatever. And I just lost my train of thought. Anyway, these gift baskets could be
coworkers also.
Yeah, thank you so much, Gil, and the coworkers. So this is a great opportunity for you to start calling people. And again, don't forget the men, because men are really truly helpless. And you know, and sometimes men get into a rut. They buy the same thing every year, year after year, every holiday. If they're a necklace person, then that's what they're going to buy their significant other. Another necklace, they will really welcome you if you come in with something and offer them something different.
Can I make another suggestion too, Pat?
Mm-hmm, yeah, absolutely.
One of the things that sold really well for me last year was selling things for like teacher gifts, like the little small gifts, like the
$10. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
You can make these nice little things. And I'll tell you where I got an unbelievable amount of ideas was from Pinterest. If you go out to Pinterest you check out in Pinterest, holiday baskets, teacher gifts, gifts under 10, how to wrap a gift, different types of ideas on things that you can buy that are so inexpensive that can make things look really nice and you could sell. You know, a lot of great ideas I got from Pinterest, but I was surprised. I did really well with cheaper gifts. They were gifts under $10. Oh. I think I sold them for $10. I had some for $5. And I mean, I would have like a really nice skin sample, but not lipstick, the little small lipsticks, a couple of those in with a nail polish. And I did really, really well. And I put it inside of like they had at the dollar store, there was like cups that looked like you would put dessert in. They were like cones. Mm-hmm. But I took that and I sort of put some Christmas like paper in it, put that in, and I had it in like a plastic. It looked really good. And for $10, I sold a lot of them, a whole lot of them. It's like they don't have to look for gifts. They were like, and I know I even have some people who sent me emails saying, are you going to still have teacher gifts? And I've decided this year I want to create some sort of a flyer with maybe the four different ones that I'm creating and start selling them early.
That's an excellent idea. And I tell you, when I use Event, I always try to keep little small gifts also for kids, because, you know, kids shop and their little money is limited. And you know, so I always try to have something like you said, $3, no more than $5, so that the kids can have an opportunity to have a nice-looking gift that they are proud to give their mother, because they always buy something for their mother. They never buy anything for the father, but they always buy something for the mother. So to have that gift opportunity for the kids is just absolutely just phenomenal. Absolutely. Ellen, do you want to add?
Yeah, another thing that people can do, excuse me, when they're looking at these vending opportunities, ask the customers for a testimonial. And then you can put it on your website, your Pinterest page, your all of your social media, send thank you cards to people after they purchase something from you, personal little note here from you. All those little things will have people wanting to do business with you and coming back more frequently to do business with you, and also sending people to you. But that's another thing that people should think about doing.
Absolutely. And you know what? You know, all of us are in email mode. I mean, everybody's emailing each other, blah, 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 blah. You know, for this time of year, you should have in your email, you could do a signature line in your email. I would suggest, you know, just for these next couple of months, change your signature line to say that you are a gift basket specialist, or you are a personal shopper, you know, maybe say Christmas is coming, I'm a personal shopper and a gift basket specialist, so that it's always in your customer's face or people, your friends and family's face when you send out an email or text. Because I tell you, how many times something has happened to you, for example, you need your car repaired, and you cannot think of anyone who can do that, perform that service, although that may be your next-door neighbor. Well, you know, it's because that person wasn't in front of your face that you kind of forget. So, you know, that's a way of have a subtle reminder that this is what you do. I think that would be very helpful for you. Gillen, anything like that?
No, I think that's a great idea, and that's one point. And so is Ellen's remark about the testimonial. That's a very, very good thing to have and to do.
Yes, it is. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
And take advantage of the, you know, we haven't talked about this in a while, but take advantage of the Avon social media, because I'm sure a lot of that stuff is going to come up from now until December. You know, start, you know, doing the email. The social media, I mean, go into that phone and post these things. You know, like Ellen said, don't overdo it. you know, you want to scream at people, but you know, do it every so often, so just to remind people that you know you are an Avon representative and that you are providing this particular service for your client. And you know what? The one thing that people forget to do when they do an email or if they do send a text, and this is so important. Tell people to share. Because if people are told this, they don't think of it on their own. But once you say share this information with others, they say, oh, okay, let me share with my cousin or maybe share with my, and you never know where your text or where your email is going to travel to. And it may go to someone who's very valuable that you can pick up as a brand new customer that you would not have the opportunity to meet otherwise.
Well, it's funny you should say that because I was going to say we should all be asking our customers for referrals alongside somebody else. And the reason being is a lot of times people just forget about doing that, and they assume that people are going to give them a referral if they like their service. People forget, and they don't remember. On my emails that I have going out, there's pretty much a template that I have. And on every single one of my emails, no matter what it's about, it always has a section that says, please share this with friends and family. And then over time, it'll have something that I'm focused on, like fundraising or whatever. And after a while, when someone has received your emails over a period of time, you know, they may not do it the first time, second time, third time, maybe the seventh or the eighth time they go, oh, you know, let me send this to Judy or let me send it to this person. So you want to get people in the habit of doing that. The other thing is, too, and I noticed that they don't have it on the phone anymore, but I have a Samsung, and it would allow you to put a signature line in for your text.
Yeah, I still love that.
And they took it out. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But yourself, but you'd have to do it for each email. Each text message that you send out. I don't know if either one of you know anything about why they took that off. But
I
that
have
was
no
a,
idea.
I don't know why, but that was a good thing. I agree.
Yeah. Maybe people complained. I don't know, but I really liked it. Yeah.
I did too. So I think that's pretty good. I just want to add this one thing also. So everything that Ellen and Gillian had said was fantastic ideas to help you as an Avon grow your business. The thing that will kill your Avon business is, one, if you promise a person you will have a basket if you promise you're going to deliver a basket or a gift on a certain day, it has to be on that day. You have no idea that person may be traveling or whatever. The worst thing you can do is not to be punctual with your deliveries. So make sure you know you're realistic in when you can deliver products and services to your client, because that will kill your business fast. And go the extra mile. You know, when you deliver their Avon basket or their little gift that they bought for the person, maybe you know, go the extra mile and add little samples in the basket. What I like to do during this time of the year, I have that for my next order for Avon. I start giving out the calendars, the Avon calendar, and I put my name and website on those calendars, so people have no excuse the whole year of next year to say I don't have my information. I let them know it's there. And then the second thing that I always like to order to give my customers is those little small hand lotions. And you find that women will put those in their purse, or the little lip balms, wherever it comes out the cheapest. But, you know, you be good to your customers because your customers have been good to you throughout the year. So I think that's it. Next week, the 15th, is Making Strides Against Breast Cancer and Women, or not, families all over the world, all over the United States, will be walking in their communities in support and raising monies for breast cancer and breast cancer research and awareness. So I hope that, you know, if you haven't done so already, you know, donate. The three of us are on a team. You can always email me or go to my, actually I'm going to post it on the Facebook page probably tomorrow, the link, so that you, if you want to donate or even join our team, you know, you can do that. And again, this is Domestic Violence Week, I mean month as well, you should be out there selling and promoting these products, because a percentage of the proceeds actually goes to those various organizations. So with that, I want to say good night, and I'd say thank you, Gielen, and thank you, Ellen, and everyone, talk to you next week and make things. Oh, you still have time to place your order if you haven't done so already. Good night, everyone. Good night, Ellen.
Good night.
Okay.